Good afternoon, friends. Welcome to Tell a Band to Go Home. And I have just one question for you today, one question only. Why the heck are you not at Folkfest? Didn't think you'd have an answer. Well, if you're out of town or you're an invalid or you're my mom or any of those, anything else, I guess you're not at Folkfest, so you're here listening to the radio. And thanks for being here. I'm glad you're here. But I'm not here. Are you crazy? I'm at Folkfest. Give me a break. So we're gonna have a trip back in the Tell the Band to Go Home time machine, back to April the 9th of 2006, when we looked then at the lineup for the Winnipeg Folk Festival for 2006, and we looked at some great compilations. So it was a good show. I think you'll like it. And if not, well, sorry. Just be here next week. Check out the website, tellthebandtogohome.com, or be here next Sunday. Anyways, so here's a classic from April the 9th of 2006. Thanks. I'm having fun at Folkfest. Wish you could be there.
Hi, this is Josh Ritter. You're listening to 101.5 UMFM. This is Tell the Band to Go Home. So sit back and pop open a cold one.
Hello, Blackbird. Birds beneath my window, dusty in their wings upon the lawn. I hear them in the morning like a last amen to a migratory song. They're never looking around for me, their eyes are on the sky, the ground below. I'd rather be the one who loves than to be loved and never even know. Hello, blackbird. Hello, starling. Winter's over, be my darling. Long time coming, but now the snow is gone. A long time coming, but now the snow is gone. You were beautiful when I first saw your feathers and confectionery air. They upped it up and promised you the stars, but you really didn't care. I sang in exaltation, I pulled the stops, you always looked a little bored. I'm singing for the love of it, have mercy on the man who sings to be adored. Hello, blackbird, hello, starling. Now it's long after the birds have gone to roost, and I'm not sure if I'm singing for the love of it or for the love of you. But I've flown a long way, honey, oh, hear my confession that I'm cold. I'd rather be the one who loves than to be loved. Hello, brown one. Hello, blue one. Last night's feathers exchanged for new ones. Hello, blackbird. Hello, starling. Winter's over. Be my darling. Long time coming, but now snow is gone. Long time coming, but now snow is gone. Thank you.
That is our old pal Josh Ritter there from his album Hello Starling. Snow is gone, and boy, am I glad that's almost true. I mean, I guess I'm jumping the gun a little bit. There's still some patches out there, but it's beautiful in town these days, and that's a darn good thing. So we're going to sit here and celebrate spring and good music for the next couple of hours. I'm Jeff. The show is Tell the Band to Go Home. We play singer-songwriters and all kinds of other stuff every week from 2 to 4 p.m. here on Sunday afternoon, and I'm glad you could be with us. Hopefully you can stick around, and it's a good day for requests. If you got anything you want to hear, 269-8636, 269-UMFM, or you can always drop an email, jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com. Visit that website, tellthebandtogohome.com, and see what updates I should have been making over the past few weeks that I haven't. So I will someday. I'm going to try. Bunch of good things coming up. We got some new music that we're going to play for you. Maybe I'll even go grab the new Josh Ritter. I haven't found the actual CD for myself yet, which kind of upsets me. I'm going to have to do that. But in the meantime, we have some other new stuff to play. And then, you know, some other fun stuff. And the big news, I guess, this week, for me anyway. Finally, the semi-official, full, semi-full lineup for the Winnipeg Folk Festival was announced. If you haven't seen it, winnipegfolkfestival.ca, I believe, is the website. And some good stuff been added recently, and I hear there are a few more surprises yet to come. But in the meantime, well, we'll play a few of the recent additions. Starting off with this one, this shouldn't have been any surprise at all. I mean, we knew he was coming, we just didn't know he was doing a set on his own. But this is very exciting for me. It'll be my first opportunity to see a full set. At least I'm assuming I'll get to see a full set by this guy, one of my favorite singer-songwriters of all time. Probably the greatest Canadian songwriter there is, I'm telling you. He's going to be at the Winnipeg Folk Festival, and that's exactly where I'm going to be. Mr. Willie P. Bennett.
Then, or just for one last ride.
four fingers and rhinestones for hair. Give her dresses for her body, but don't ever give her hair. 'Cause she'll curse you and she'll haunt you and do it with a smile. Even when you're on a long road, when you're on a long road, I'm down it many a mile.
Hi, this is Willie P. Bennett. Tell the band to go home on 101.5 UMFM.
Her. swept on forever to be lost in the stormy sea, where the reef, I can hear the river call.
Thirteen years, such a long, long time. 13 years.
13 years. That is the great Alejandro Escovedo. And 13 years ago, when I went to my first Winnipeg Folk Festival, 1993, one of the folks that I was most impressed and amazed by was that guy right there, Alejandro Escovedo. And there was so much music out there, I realized, that I had never heard before. And the Winnipeg Folk Festival was my place to suddenly discover that. And it's just been a gradual slide into obsession ever since. It's good to see him coming back this year at the Winnipeg Folk Festival. Good to see him alive, period. I mean, he was so ill for the longest time, and back touring, and he's got a new record coming out, which is terrific. Can't wait to see that. That's Alejandro Escovedo right there. We got, who do we hear before that? John Rawhouse, along with his friend Nico Case. They'll both be performing at the Winnipeg Folk Festival. We heard River of No Return from John Rawhouse's Steel Guitar Rodeo, which is a terrific little record. Who else do we hear in there? Oh, Susanna. Good to see her coming back to the Winnipeg Folk Festival. Been a long time. We heard Carrie Lee from her self-titled record, and I guess she'll have her baby in tow. It's a good place to hang out with the new baby. I guess the baby will be almost a year old by that point, but new still. And Willie P. Bennett, Willie's Diamond Joe, and good to see his name added to the roster. I guess I did get some wishes after all, and that seemed like an easy bet, but what do I know? So there you go. More stuff yet to come. Keep checking out the website, winnipegfolkfestival.ca, or you can keep tuning in here, because you know that's all I'm going to talk about for the next few months. So there you go.